Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. I'm one of your hosts, Suzanne Lawrence, and I'm here with my co-host, Wendy Dewar Hughes. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Suzanne.
Yeah, now you and I are going to be chatting today about the popularity of coloring books for adults because, gosh, I don't know, it's been the last few months that it's kind of come to my attention that coloring books for adults are just taking the world by storm right now. And you and I both have a new coloring book out, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But let's just talk for a minute about why coloring books are so popular for adults right now.
It's really interesting. Trend to watch, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've been looking at them too, and because I was working on my own, I was looking at also the trends and why suddenly this is taking the world by storm, as you say. And one thing that kind of, well, that occurred to me is that everybody is born creative. We're all creative in different ways and to different degrees, and but a lot of people aren't necessarily, they need a little bit of structure to create, shall we say. And I find that there are a lot of things that go in trends like this that are creative that people sort of join into because of that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think some people are, I think we're all creative. I think some people are what you may call more artistic than others. So that doing things that are really classified as art, you know, artwork, comes easier to them than it does to people who don't have that kind of same kind of artistic ability. Plus, there are other people that have art training and, you know, they can just sit down and draw and just all kinds of things. But like you said, everybody's creative. I think also everybody has the need to just kind of relax now and then and, you know, kind of let go. And I think that's one of the things that's taking on with coloring books. Something I also read, I can identify with this, probably more than you, because you're an artist and I'm not a visual artist in terms of painting. I like to think of writing as an art too, but it's not like painting and drawing and that kind of thing, although I try my hand at that also, but I'm not one of those really artistic people. But what I read was many times people come to these adult coloring books because in school they had a bad experience in art where maybe they weren't as artistic as someone else. And so someone else in the class, they could sit next to in an art class and they could just draw a beautiful picture. And then those people who are not artistic, maybe they tried something and it just didn't turn out and they threw it away and just felt bad about themselves. Well, with these coloring books, kind of everything sort of set for you. And you don't have to come up with just something out of nothing, but yet you can sit down, you can see this beautiful picture that's not color yet, but it's, adult coloring books tend to be a lot more detailed than the coloring books for children. And so you can just do something and color it in, usually with pencils instead of crayons, and smaller and more detailed, and come up with this piece of artwork that you're really proud of, even when you're not one of those people that's more artistically inclined. So I thought that was interesting.
That is really interesting. And that's kind of what I was touching on with structure. And I just wanted to harken back to the scrapbooking industry. That's another one that has that kind of took off like crazy and became huge because it offers creativity to people who, like you say, aren't necessarily or don't consider themselves to be particularly artistic, but it allows you to do creative things. And without training, it's just a great way to add more creativity to your life.
Yeah, and I think it's also more like with coloring books, it's more like doing the activity is what matters, the activity of doing it, rather than the finished product quite so much. Because when you're coloring in a coloring book, you're kind of, you know, moving your crayon back and forth or your colored pencil. You're just kind of filling in the spaces in between the lines. The artistic part, I guess, comes in with the colors that you choose to make the different things. Because it always amazes me when I've been in an art class, particularly an art class where we're all doing the same picture. And it's amazing when you see that I tend to just try to draw what's right there. And I'm really pleased with myself if I can draw what we're supposed to be seeing and people can tell from my drawing that, yeah, that's what it is. But other people, I'll see, draw the same picture and they do it in different colors. For example, one time we were all doing pumpkins for, it was a Thanksgiving picture with a pumpkin in it and a crow and some vines and stuff. And everybody, most everybody in the class did the orange pumpkin with the green vines. And one guy just did a big bright purple pumpkin. And I think the vines were red or just some other color, you know. So it's amazing where you can get really creative with a coloring book just by the colors you choose.
Yeah, you really, that's true for sure. I've taught art classes myself. And it is amazing how everybody's take on something is different. So the great thing about a coloring book is that you might start with the same template, which is the line drawing. But if you give it to 10 different people, it's going to turn out differently. And that's part of the creative part of it. It's like you can color that however you want to. And it gives it your own personal stamp then.
Right. Right, yeah. Well, you know, another thing that they're saying about coloring books for adults is they are great stress relievers, that even therapists are recommending coloring books to their clients or patients who are really stressed, because when you sit down to color in a coloring book, you can just kind of let your mind wander and just kind of get lost in the activity. And when I mention that it's in the activity itself, not in the finished product, I always think of the monks that did the mandalas with the sand, where, you know, they create this beautiful picture made out of sand where they're putting all this little sand in these little compartments to make a beautiful picture. But then when they finish it, they usually take it outside somewhere and just let the wind completely destroy it and take away the sand with the wind. And that was kind of hard for me to see at first because I thought, wow, whenever I do something and I'm proud of it, I want to keep it. But I'm always looking at it in terms of the finished product. Whereas for the monks, the process of creating the mandala was the thing that they were going for because it relaxed them, it got their mind focused, and that's what the adult coloring books do too. It's all in the process of doing it to relax your mind, relieve stress, and there are all kinds of health benefits supposedly. They don't have, empirical data to back these up, but I was looking online and this one therapist, her name's Jane Avila. She's a licensed clinical social worker and an art therapist, and she works with people, recommends coloring books, and says that it's kind of like meditation, yoga, or prayer. If you focus on something repetitive and soothing, it can hold your attention and allows you that time to relax. Then this other person, Shayla Holub, I think actually she might be the one that said that, she talks about how coloring books actually lowers your blood pressure. You're coloring in a coloring book. It has also been recommended for prisoners when they come in to use for therapy and stress release for them. And even recovering surgery patients have said that coloring in coloring books is the way they manage to just, you know, stay in one place, because I guess in your mind you kind of just go anywhere with that coloring book. So pretty amazing.
Yeah, apparently too, that when you do focus on this kind of activity, it uses a different part of your brain. So I was reading about that. It uses apparently the limbic system of the brain, which lets the rest of your brain rest, because it focuses just using that certain part of your brain. And so that alone is one of the reasons that it's so relaxing. And, you know, nowadays I think the rise in in the popularity of coloring books is also due to the fact that we're also plugged in and hooked up to computers and to cell phones and to tablets and all these things, that we never really get away and get that quiet. You're never unplugged, so to speak. But when you focus on something like a coloring book, which is uses eye-hand coordination and uses that different part of your brain, it actually separates you from all that busyness around you. So mm-hmm. you can be separate from, you know, all the chatter, I guess you could call it. And it really does calm not just your brain but your whole body because of that. So I think it's a fabulous trend, and I'm just really excited to be part of it.
Yeah, me too. I also read that, you know, even adults need to play, and many times they won't play because they feel like they're going to look silly, or, you know, they're supposed to be adults. But your play is really a part of your psyche, I guess, or your genetic makeup and what you need to do. And when the coloring books have come out and they've kind of gained acceptance for adults now, then it's allowing more adults to play and feel good about it and just, you know, kind of relax and have a good time. So, yeah, it is really kind of exciting to come up with these things, because I know another thing that I like about coloring books for adults too, and I guess even kids can get benefit of this, but as a writer, I find that many times when I'm writing, I get to a point in a story or even a nonfiction piece where I just don't know what to do next. And rather than just sit there and be frustrated at the computer trying to work through this piece, many times if I'll just go somewhere else and do something like color, you know, just get out a coloring book and relax, while I'm working on the coloring, just by letting go and not thinking so hard about that nonfiction piece or that article, my subconscious mind must still be working on it, because all of a sudden I'll just be coloring and just, you know, not even really thinking I'm thinking about that article, and something will pop into my mind that tells me what I need to do next in that story or that article, and then I can get right back to it. So, you know, do you ever find yourself, Wendy, where you're doing something else, sort of a mindless task like coloring, and then you get the answer to something in your writing?
Yes, actually, that happens to me a lot. And there's different mindless tasks that you kind of do regularly and you don't have to think about, like making the bed or taking a shower or, you know, sweeping the mm-hmm. kitchen floor, that kind of thing. Uses your body, but doesn't, you don't really have to think too much about it. But, and that kind of ties in with the coloring trend as well, because you do use your body and you have to focus a little bit on that. But it does free up your mind to sort of roam around and deal with problems or whatever issues are going on. And I find that too with my writing, that when I allow myself, basically you kind of stop thinking about the writing problem and just let your mind relax, then it tends to sort of bubble to the top what to do next. Mm-hmm. So it's valuable for that.
Yeah. Well, it's really fun. You know, another thing that's happening is people are forming coloring book clubs where they all get together, and kind of like a book club, instead of talking about a book you've read, you all get together and just color. And then afterwards you can just kind of share your pieces with each other and, you know, decide what you're going to do with them. I know some people take their coloring book pages when they've colored them, and they tear them out of the book and they frame them, or they put them in a scrapbook. Other people just leave them in the book. But I thought that was really, you know, a fun thing to just get together with a group of other people. And I think it would be fun. It would almost be like these art classes I'm talking about, where you're asked to paint the same thing. If you had, say, five or six people in a coloring book club and you all have the same coloring book, and you say, okay, today we're going to color the flower on page 6 of the book, and everybody turns to page 6 and you start coloring, but then you just see at the end of a certain amount of time, maybe you're giving each other 30 minutes to color that picture, you just see what everyone's picture looks like, and it's like you said, you'll have 6 different pictures, even though it's the same thing everybody's coloring in. So,
yeah, that is a fun idea. And I like the social aspect of that, too, of getting together and coloring, because mm-hmm. you can converse and, you know, connect with people while you're doing something fun. And just going back to doing fun things, I think I've said this to my husband from time to time, we all just want to be kids. We all want to play and have fun. As adults, we have to do, you know, we have to work and we have to do more serious things, but in our hearts, we still want to play and have fun. And you can tell by what people do on their days off and whatever, but the nice thing about a coloring book is that you can pick it up and spend 15 minutes and play and have fun and then put it away. You know, my coloring book, for example, Sketches from the South of France, are they're small, intricate pieces, sort of postcard size. So, you know, if you've got a 15-minute coffee break at work, you can take it out and you can have a half a dozen colored pencils or brush markers or whatever and just relax over that while you have coffee.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about your coloring book, since you kind of brought that up, and the what yours is called, Sketches from the South of France, and yours is really a personal type thing. You have a personal connection to this coloring book because you actually lived in the South of France, and this coloring book, wasn't it created from pictures you took when you were there?
Yes, it was. It's actually kind of a labor of love for me because, like you mentioned before, I am an artist, but also several years ago, I lived in the south of France with my family. Just a little backstory is France was always something that I was really keenly interested in. As a Canadian, we learn French in school. It's mandatory. And I always loved the language. And so when I had my children were actually 7 and 12 when we moved to France. And my husband was born in Britain, so he can legally work in the European community. So we just kind of burned our bridges and went over to make this dream come true. And it turned out to be even more fabulous than we expected. And it was a great experience for the whole family. Our two daughters have been affected positively in their lives as well. They're older now, of course, but what I did was I've always been the photographer and the sketcher in the family. And so I documented our whole time there, and we ended up living at an estate in the south of France. And it was actually an estate that had been built in the 1700s, such an 18th century, what they called a hunting lodge. But you can imagine the hunting lodges of the royalty in those days was nothing like a hunting lodge in the forest you'd see now here, but it was a little chateau with beautiful formal gardens all around it, and our job there was to just kind of be there and make it look lived in when the owners were gone, and so we lived there for quite a while, and I took pictures of, we did some traveling around the whole area, and so what I did with my coloring book was I took out all those photos that I had collected during that time and just chose the ones I thought would make the best coloring subjects. And I kept them postcard size for a reason, and that is so that they could be a short getaway. And so I call the book a little getaway to the south of France because it's a very, very popular vacation area. And sometimes you just want a little break, and you can just, like I said, get out the book. It's not a huge book, so you can work on it. And because the drawings are really quite detailed, it does require some concentration, which, as we mentioned earlier, is very good for relaxing your mind and your body and everything else. So, you know, if you're having a stressful day, you can just pull this out of your purse or your briefcase or whatever and, you know, color for 15 or 20 minutes and just kind of escape a different world. So I'm really thrilled with it, and I think it turned out really, really nicely, and it's turning out to be really popular.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I can see with yours it kind of would be fun to come home from work, pour yourself a glass of wine, turn on some really nice music, and then just sit and color one of these pictures of France. You know, just kind of take you away, like you said, to a beautiful place there. So, gosh, yeah, that sounds really inviting to do that. And how wonderful. Gosh, you ought to start coloring the pictures, too. That can kind of really take you back. Each time you color a picture, you can remember living there.
Well, it did. It was kind of a little trip down memory lane for me when I was working on it. And I wanted to mention, too, that some of the photos that I used as my my source photos I've placed on my website, which is wendydewerhughes.com. So you can actually go over there, and if you get the book to color and you want to see what the original photo looked like, you can go have a look on my website and see, you know, the actual colors, not that you need to use them, but it might give you some ideas or just some more information, or if you just want to feel like you want to have more of the experience.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Well, where can people buy the coloring book? Is it, I know it's at Amazon.com, but didn't you have it on another site of yours? I see it on Wendy Dewar Hughes, but I thought I'd
I have
seen
a site called
else.
In Love with France. And you
there
can go,
go
there. There's just some articles about living in France, and there's the coloring. The link to the coloring book is there, but to buy it, it's just right now. It's only available on Amazon.com, and so you can, if you go to In Love with France, you can have, you know, a little bit more of the experience of France about food and places to go and things like that. And then the link for the coloring book is there. You can just click on the cover, and it'll take you directly to the link for the Amazon book. And
yes. Okay.
Also, there's on Facebook.
That's
there's
the
a Facebook
site I was
page.
Mentioning,
In Love with France.
That was the site I was thinking about, Wendy. The In Love with France. That was the site I was thinking about because I remember seeing it there. And if you do go, people listening today, to inlovewithfrance.com, scroll down that home page. And what I like about this is there's a big enough cover of the book that you can see some of the pictures in there. And I like the way you did it, Wendy, too, where you've got them started colored in just a little bit. Like there's a girl with a big hat on and you've got part of her skirt colored in and part of the vine, and then on the one next to her, part of a little shutter that's colored in and stuff. So it really gives people sort of an idea of the types of pictures, which, you know, it's a nice big picture there that they can kind of see that. Plus, the In Love with France part is fun because you've got stuff about food and living and places and just all kinds of fun stuff to visit on that site. So, yeah, that's really neat. Gosh, that was cool to create a whole kind of site about France, and then you've got the coloring book to go with it. That's neat.
Yeah, it was lots of fun. Yeah. But you have a
yeah.
coloring book too, Suzanne. Why don't you tell us about that?
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I've always loved flowers and pictures of flowers and gardens. And when I used to live in Kansas City, I had a really nice herb garden at one time. And to me, just the essence of joy was just going out into the garden and just sitting and smelling the fresh lavender, you know, just put it between your fingers and smell that, or the herbs and that kind of thing. And I find that now I'm on the road a lot. I'm between Tennessee and Florida, and I don't always have the time to garden or the place to garden, but I still love flowers. And one of the first flowers I ever drew one time was I was looking in a book of photographs of flowers, and I just started outlining the big pictures of the flowers, and then I started kind of coloring it in myself. So I thought, well, that'd be a neat idea for a coloring book. So this coloring book that I have is called the Flower Coloring Book for Adults, and it's just each page is a different kind of flower that you can color in and just kind of relax and imagine, you know, you're creating your own little secret garden here by coloring these 30 different flowers. Now, of course, you don't have to color. I didn't put the names of the flowers so that you don't have to try to color it in the exact color that flower would be. For example, if there's a daffodil or something and you want to color it, I don't know, just some strange color that you would never see a daffodil, well, just, you know, feel free to do that. You don't have to color it the colors that you find necessarily just in nature, but also if you want to make the flower true to life in the colors, you can do that too. So just kind of fun to sit there and relax and color the flowers. They're a little intricate in the flowers themselves, but that's all each page is. It's just a flower to color. So I like that.
And they're
I like
beautiful.
It. Yeah, it's just fun, you know, to do that and then just see what you come up with. And then, of course, if you want to, you could make a scrapbook or you can cut out the flowers and make a collage, just all kinds of things. I always find that once I start doing something, and I know you do this too, Wendy, once you start doing something like, you know, you color a picture in a coloring book, then other things just start come to your mind about, oh, what could I do with this? I could cut it out. I could make a collage, or I could do a painting, and then I could put one of these coloring book things as something in it to make the piece sort of a mixed media. So just all kinds of things come to your mind, I think, once you get creative, but yet you're just sort of relaxing into it. You're not putting pressure on yourself to, you know, really do something amazing, but you just kind of get more ideas once you get going.
Yeah, that's a good point, too, to not put pressure on yourself to make it perfect or make it fabulous or anything else or to impress anybody. Just do what makes you happy. And I want to make a quick mention, too, about supplies that you would need for a coloring book. Obviously, crayons, but because adult coloring books tend to be pretty detailed, you would probably want to use colored pencils or brush markers are another one. You can get brush markers that are like a hard pointy tip on one end and then a soft movable tip on the other, like a brush, and they come in just fabulous colors, and those are, they're really bright and intense as well, so I use those to color with because they're just so much fun. But we have a contest going on, haven't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we're calling it the coloring books giveaway. So tell people about that.
Yeah, if you go to our website at www.creativecaravanclub.com, and just all you have to do is sign up for our newsletter, which is Creative Capers, which comes out periodically. We're not going to drown you in emails, but it comes out periodically and kind of lets you know what we're doing in Creative Caravan Club and different creative projects that we've got going that you might be interested in. We've got some great blogs on Creative Caravan Club, different subjects and lots of interesting stuff. So all you have to do to enter the contest is go over there and enter your contact information. Just get on our Creative Capers list, and you'll be entered. Mm-hmm. And the draw is next Friday, the 7th of August, right, Suzanne?
Right, yeah. And if you're someone who's listening today and you think, oh, gosh, I already got on the Capers list, I won't be a new member. Well, if you're already on the list, then you'll already be in the drawing. So don't worry about that. But if you just go to creativecaravanclub.com right now, if you aren't on our Capers list, then just look at that homepage and it says to hop on, fill in your first name and email address. Do that by next, what'd you say, the 7th, I believe it is, of August?
And the prize is we're giving away one each of my book, Sketches from the South of France, and Suzanne's flower coloring book to two winners. So it's going to just be randomly selected, but you have to be on the list to win.
Right, and you do have to live in either the continental USA or Canada because it's just too expensive mailing things overseas and takes so long. So we're kind of limiting it to that. And unfortunately, coloring books are not available as e-books because you really need the printed copy, you know, to color. Well, you could print out a coloring page, I guess, and that may be something that, you know, we can put up for giveaways too, maybe one page you can download somewhere to color. But for the giveaway for the books, you just need to get on the list. Also, if you look at that list on creativecaravanclub.com, you're going to get just a really nice little Dream Believe poster there that Wendy made. You'll be amazed at all
the
artists. Yeah,
that's one that you can actually print off and frame.
Yeah, it's really pretty. I did print it off and framed it, and it's really a nice poster with all those there to encourage you, you know, the writer and everything. And gosh, Wendy, before we let people go today, because we've only got a couple more minutes, just tell them about our writing contest that's going on right now, because we have these writing contests periodically, and we've got a new one.
Yeah, we have a new one. We just wrapped up Sweet Summer Love, and our book is now out. And be sure to look at Amazon for that. It's called Sweet Summer Love. And our new one is called Sweet Mountain Love. You'll find all the information on creativecaravanclub.com. And just look under write, and there's a drop down, and you can get the information about the contest. So what we're looking for is just short, sweet romances with a word count of about 5,000 to 12,000 words. It's open to any writer. You just have to follow the guidelines that are set out on the site there. Everything's there. It's very inexpensive to join into the contest, but the prizes are fabulous. You get a great publishing deal. You get into a published book. There's all kinds of PR, and it's a fantastic prize and so worth doing. And so that's starting right now, and we're going to have the cover up there soon so you can have a look at that. But go over to creativecaravanclub.com and just take a look at the submission guidelines, and all the information is there.
Good, good. Well, gosh, Wendy, we are all out of time. We've just had more fun today talking about coloring books. It kind of made me want to go color right now, so I might do that. I again want to mention to everyone, we've got two coloring books out, Sketches from the South of France that Wendy did, and mine's called Flower Coloring Book for Adults. You can find them both at Amazon.com, and we hope you'll get to coloring and just have a great time. Thanks for being here with us today, and thanks, Wendy, for talking with me, and we'll just talk to you guys later, okay? Bye-bye.
Bye.